get him up here. So, oh, sorry. Do you want me to repeat that? So he's a nervous guy, but I, you know, I got him up here and he preached, and now I'm scared to preach after him, to be honest with you. He's gonna make me look bad, and I was the one like, come on, Gavin, you're senior. You gotta do this. But anyway, the title of my message tonight is Blinded by Trials. This passage to me is very important because I've learned a lot from it as I've gone on through my Christian walk and as I've seen others struggle and deal with trials in their life. So I'd like everyone to turn to John chapter 9, verses 1. To give some context to this text, Jesus was in Bethsaida, a town in Galilee, traveling with his disciples, witnessing to people and telling them about the truth. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did this sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered and said, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh, and when no man can work, as long as I am in the world. I am the light of this world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is the... And, sorry. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind said, Is this not that he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered them and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And he went and I went and washed and received sight. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for everyone here, Lord, and I thank you for all the guys that have come before me and some of the guys that are coming behind me, Lord. And I just pray for the messages to really speak to everyone, to be able to apply to their lives. I know we're young, but Lord, I pray that even though the messages we give are immature maybe, Lord, but may be able to speak to those who they reach. Amen. So, speaking of Gavin's message, he was also in John, and he talked about water. This kind of goes along with this thing. Why did the blind man fall into the well? Because he couldn't see that well. He may have been blind, but he had heard of Jesus. Even though trials come, we as Christians need to stick to the things of God and look to him. Sometimes when you're going through trials and struggles, it's hard to realize what is really the truth because you're so blinded by everything around you and things that are constantly thrown at you. And sometimes it's hard to look to God and be able to ask, you know, why am I going through these struggles? What can I do to get out of them? But God offers a way. Others can see your struggle. People around you, non-believers or believers, can see that you're going through hard times. They can be there to help you, or they can be there to see how you behave when you're going through trials. If you are constantly going through strife and you're angered and you're not trying to find God in your trials, people will see that, and they'll see that you struggle with that Christian walk. If you stay strong and you believe that God will get you through this, people can see that, and it can be an encouragement to your fellow Christians, and it can really give a good amount of blessing to people around you to be able to see that you can go through those trials. When we go through, what we do in our times of trial determines our outcome with our Christian walk. Now, it brings me to point number two. We need to allow God to help us. If we don't allow God to help us, we will always be stuck in that trial or our struggle, and we'll be able to look back on that trial and be like, man, God didn't help me here. He must not be strong enough to help me. But if we believe on God, he can really get us through those trials and can lead us to the light and we are able to witness with more people. If we allow God to work through us, we can leave our trials behind. Trials are things that God allows in our life to make us stronger Christians, so he can also bring us out of them. We see this in the story of Joseph and how he went through many struggles, even undeserved struggles, about his brothers taking him and beating him up and selling him to Pharaoh. And we can see how he allowed those trials to go through his life, and God brought him out on top, and he was able to witness to many people and was able to work the blessings of God. Now, this brings me to my third point, the benefits of allowing God to save us. The man had faith in Jesus and was able to leave his troubling past behind. Even though we look at him being blind and people could see that he was begging and that he didn't have much help. As a blind man back then, there were not many jobs that you were allowed to do. And the only thing to do was beg. And that's all he did. And people recognized that and were able to see that he was struggling and had a trial that he was given. You also see how the disciples asked Jesus, is this his sin or is it his parents' sin? And Jesus said, this is for him to be able to allow me to work through him and, you know, get him out of his troubles. He came through his trials and told about the blessings of Jesus. We as Christians also, when we go through troubles and trials, when we get through them, we should tell about them to help others, because if we don't allow that work that God did in us to mean something, it's not going to help those around us, the Christians that we walk with daily. Don't give up. Even though trials will come through your life, trust God to bring you to the light to see his purpose for you. The benefits of God are more rewarding than the things of this world. God still allows trials in your life if you're also struggling with things of this world. If you allow sins and troubles to go through your life, as you get older, even as 18, I know lots of people who have gone out in the world and they're not enjoying their life. They seem happy now, but they're not really happy. They're just temporary. But God, it is everlasting. Like Gavin said, he is the living water. I would like to close by asking Christians if they are willing to follow God even though things don't seem clear. As this blind man was blind once and was now able to see, we as Christians can be blind once in our troubles, and we can now see through Christ and allow him to work through us. Thank you.